The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.
Comedian, podcast host, fast runner, workaholic, ward of the state. Who are you?
Little Kia Kyle.
Hell,
alcoholic.
Yeah. Got a nice pull-up t-shirt on it.
Thanks, mate. I went to see them.
Yeah, I know you did. I've seen them before myself, like in the rain.
You've seen everyone in festivals and that.
I've been around. Well, we've got a special guest. You remember last time I had Cal Halbert as a special guest? It's a different special guest this time, so don't go saying it isn't. And I'm not going to introduce him yet, because I'm going to get the episode across what this is, Kia. I was going to say it's Which Is the Best Podcast, but that is a different podcast that I don't do anymore.
It is. Not
God
with me.
God rest its soul. This is O Vienna Podcast, a podcast about songs that got a number two in the charts. But it's not just about pop music, everyone. If you don't switch off. Don't. Right, now that they've gone, it is just about pop music.
Yeah.
It is. We talk about songs that peaked at number two in the charts, and then we absolutely decide whether they should or shouldn't have. We compare them to the song that got number one and go, actually, the number two one was better. We go, well, it wasn't even close to that, really, when you think about it. It's a bad episode, this one.
Sometimes fight for number 12, like with cartoons, Witch Doctor.
No, we're not. Witch Doctor is not, it's not
included. It's a fucking good song, though, and I think it should have been in the runnings last week, but that's a whole other thing.
But you can't do number one against number 12.
I know, but if the 12 should have been number one, then I think it's a fair fight.
Although, I'm going to tell you now, this one, I've just made an executive decision, and we are now doing what numbers 1, 2 and 3 in this week's chart. Because number 3 is connected to the other two and also peaked at number 2.
So are they going to reveal what it is? Yeah,
I am certainly super. First, everyone, why not check out patreon.com/feltnout? You get this episode earlier and bonus footage and loads of stuff from other podcasts and specials and tickets for shows and there's a lot of stuff. And also it's involved by Feltnout Productions, which is a community interest company and cooperative run by all the comedians in the Northeast, who's raised over £23,000 for charity in the last 3 years, and also loads of money for comedians and put on loads of shows and other things that benefit us and you. Also, kiss my fanny. So we're going back to the Christmas chart, 22nd of December, 2002. For three groups that were formed. Well, one of them wasn't formed there, but we'll get to that. From the remnants of the show, Pop Stars The Rivals, where Louis Walsh, Pete Waterman, Jerry Halliwell, and someone else, can't remember, had to pick a boy band and a girl band out of loads of candidates. They put them together, four, five people in each group, and they competed for the Christmas number one. Five girls against five boys. Plus a plucky little underdog.
Doesn't sound as good as WWE's Tough Enough, though, does it?
It was arguably better than WWE's Tough Enough.
What about the first series of NXT?
At what it was trying to achieve. Like, I'm not saying Lucky Cannon couldn't have had hits, but we have to say he hasn't. Is that fair? Yeah, it's fair.
Give me that.
And we're joined by one of the judges. It's Ireland's own. I'm so excited to have him here. It's Louis Walsh. Hello, Louis.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you. You look like a pop star. You sound like a pop star. You're so rude, Keir. You're so rude. That's me clapping.
Lovely to have you here. Lovely to have you, Louis. I hope you can hold the accent for this entire episode.
Lee, you look like a young Ricky Gervais.
Thank you. While at the same time, really giving us your insights as the backstage at the show, maybe. And it'd be nice to hear some.
I'm not adamant I could keep this up for the whole
time. I don't know who that is. It's. I think. Give us some insights about what the girls were like, what the boys were like, if you can remember any of their names, and...
Didn't really pay attention to the girls, just the boys. Only paid attention to the boys.
Weird, because they were your group, the girls, but okay. So, we're going to do three alumni from Pop Stars The Rivals. Number one, Sound of the Underground by Girls Aloud. At number two this week, it's long forgotten, but maybe we've missed a gem. Sacred Trust by The Boys, One True Voice. And at number three, two lasses who almost usurped them, and I would say actually were more successful than One True Voice. They applied for this. They were called to the worst act that Pete Waterman had ever seen. And number three, Christmas charts, cheeky song, brackets, Touch My Bum.
Brilliant.
Now, I know what you're both thinking. Brilliant. You're automatically going to vote for that, right? But you, do you genuinely think it's better than the other two? That's what we're going to decide after we've heard these great, great hits. Touch My Bum. This.
Don't mind if I do.
Is life. It's not life, that, is it?
It is life.
Yeah.
So, my main surprise from the Cheeky Girls, who I think we all think are adorable, right? They are cheeky and they are cheeky. I would have put any money on, if you'd asked me 10, 15 years ago, well, probably not 15 because I wouldn't have heard of Jedward then, that at one point them two would have done a twin-on-twin marriage for publicity.
That would have been incredible. Imagine the ceremony of that.
It would have been brilliant. Because I'll tell you now, lads, I love Jedward. Unironically.
How can you not?
I've worked with Jedward, lads. I'm not... I've worked with Jedward. But I think that's so much fun.
Yeah.
They have a lovely... They're very, very tiring.
I was going to say, they're not hard work.
Yeah, when you watch them on television, like, I saw them interviewed on the news because I was looking up Jedward clips the other day, and they did about 17 subjects in a minute. It was like, oh, it's Jedward. We're Jedward, by the way. Do you want us to sing? Like, we don't want that, Jedward. We wanted their opinion on Eurovision, and we don't even really want
that. I'm Edward. Together we are Jedward.
I don't know who you are. So what do you think about Jedward, Louis?
I think they're great. They were my team. They were my team on the X Factor.
Is a lot of it because they were Irish?
And they were very pretty boys.
They look like pop stars.
They look like pop stars. They look like a young cheeky girls.
So have you ever seen the clip of the girls getting decided who became Girls Aloud?
No.
I was there.
I know you were there, Louis. I think there was 10 girls who they whittled it down to over a series of weeks to 5, and they kept thinking Cheryl was going to get voted out, and she was very insecure, and she was even saying, oh, I'm not performing very well. I'm not really trying my best because I'm not nervous and that, you know? And Kimberly, who made the band, wasn't even in the final 10. Someone they found out was too old. So Kimberly's in, so she's done well there, hasn't she? Have a career, she got in.
Was it too old? I thought they were too young.
Something happened.
Well, weren't they only 16 or so? She was only 16.
No, you're thinking of Nadine Coyle, who was in Girls Aloud. She tried for the Irish pop stars, she was too young. But there was somebody who tried to get in this, who was a little bit too old. And they kicked her out. In comes Kimberly, she makes the band. Now, the final six, which is really cruel, I don't think you do it that these days, they had six of them just sat there on chairs while five of them were named in the band, and just one left out.
Wow.
And it looks very dodgy to watch because it's a public vote, and we all know how quite often public votes go in this country on reality shows where...
Yeah, you're telling me.
Where there's a choice of six lasses, five of them got through, the black lass didn't. And looking back, there's a sad, grim inevitability about that.
Yeah.
And that went on to be Javine. It was briefly a pop star and represented Britain in Eurovision, and famously had an affair with MC Harvey behind Alicia Dixon's back, and Jamelia called her a slag. Oh, never mind the buzz.
Brilliant.
But Javine didn't make it. The boys, there was a similar thing where there's a boy in it who was 2 months too old, but they didn't check. When it got down to about the last seven, he stepped forward at the end and went, I've got to say, doesn't seem fair, I'm too old, and he pulled out. You kind of go, you already knew that. And they knew that it was clearly stage managed to be a big TV moment, you know. So they decided it's very even footing, the boys versus the girls. One of them's going to get Christmas number one, isn't it? I bet you it's dead close. And then the songs came out.
Great songs.
Well, Louis, you deserve a lot of credit for this because I think we don't know what we think, but the consensus at the time was certainly that One True Voices song was a very old fashioned ballad. Well, not even like pop star, it seemed very dated. It was produced by Pete Waterman, who obviously was a big producer in the 80s, and it does sound very, very late period Stocking and Waterman after they'd got bored, right? Mm. And people were like, what the fuck? And there's a couple of people in that band who look a bit embarrassed to be doing it. Whereas you, Louis, as you know, The original plan was both bands were meant to do the same song. They were both meant to do Sacred Trust. Louis wasn't having it. You'll remember Louis.
Yeah,
you
I
put your foot down.
I put my foot down.
And you got who went on to be Girls Aloud's producers in throughout the whole career, got a new song, and they came out with Sound of the Underground, which I think we'll agree sounds more futuristic than Sacred Trust by One True
Voice. Yeah, it's got more about it.
So that was actually, I would say, a great decision by you, Louis.
Thank you very much. I'm great at what I do. I'm like an old Simon Cowell.
Well, yeah, yeah, Louis, you ever been to Epstein's Island? That's in the news.
I've never been there. It's like an old Ibiza. But with free travel.
So, Kia, what are your... Before we go into Cheeky Song, the little plucky
great
outsider.
Song.
Yeah, great song. You'd obviously heard Sound of the Underground,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, I used to have the little CD, the little Girls Aloud CD when I was younger.
Girls Aloud had a lot of bellas. God bless them. Rest in peace, Sarah. That's when you think, now we only do one way, they've died tragically young, like Boyzone. Had you ever heard...
Sarah's like a dead Jerry Halliwell.
Fucking hell. Had you ever heard Sacred Trust?
Not a fucking clue.
No.
But I do know that Sound of the Underground, Girls Aloud, that used to be on, you know, the little... get them in Happy Meals.
Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding.
Music players. Sacred Trust never fucking got one, did they?
Well, I'm afraid it wasn't. How do you think Girls Aloud would have fared if they had both brought out a copy of Sacred Trust?
I don't think they would have had a musical toothbrush. That's my new thing. I'd bring up little musical gadgets that the songs
right,
have been
right,
part
right.
of.
I think it would have killed them, Sir Louis. I think you did very well for them there.
Thank you.
We wouldn't have had, you know, Cheryl Cole. I mean, who in some parts has been good, and the other parts, people just brushing at the carpet. So, you know, like for whatever it is she did. She has looked pretty on telly for many years, and we can't forget that. We can't forget that. So, I think we all had a
There's
similar...
There's also something else that we cannot forget about Cheryl Cole.
Yes, yes. There's also another thing that we are told to forget.
Yes.
So, we had, I think, similar feelings when listening to Sacred Trust, right? Which was, oh, this isn't so bad, really. It's not great, but it's not also... But it's the chorus that kills it, isn't it? It just sounds like, oh, it's got quite a lot of Too Many Broken Hearts by Jason Donovan to it, which in its day was a little bit of fun, but you can't be bringing that in 2002. You know, Rachel Stevens is just about to bring out Some Girls, for God's sake. We're living in the fucking future here.
Now the towers are down, man. Now, man, it's the start of a new era.
You can't be listening to a little fucking Jason Donovan with no towers.
Hello, everyone. It's Gal Halbert here. I've just stepped in for Louis Walsh. To me, when I listened to it, it sounded like something that, I don't know, Estonia would put in the Eurovision contest. And you go,
and you
watch
cringe and go, oh, it's so dated, but it's probably what radio sounds like
out
there.
Yeah. No, that's really modern for them.
And I think what's odd is this is a cover of a Bee Gees song. And you normally think Bee Gees, if not else, they're going to have big hooks and like good melodies. And it's not even that. I don't know why they would have chosen this.
Which member of the Bee Gees is left?
Barry's dead.
Robin's dead, isn't he?
Yep, I think so. I'm going to go with Other.
The other one, yeah.
The other bit.
He did Glastonbury a couple of years ago, and someone tweeted saying, I hate the Bee Gees, they're just cover artists. You've got it wrong.
I remember that, and everyone went, No.
You've got this wrong. Look
at the Bee Gees, man, covering Steps.
Yeah. Who do they think they are?
Very funny though.
BG and H.
If you watch, so that the went it was Dr. Fox before you had sex accusations. He was the fourth. You know that, Louis.
Foxy.
He was the fourth judge. And
Foxy.
On the night where they announced the charts, that was live on ITV, and that there was a big thing for the show. They go over to Dr. Fox and he's running down the charts.
Dr. Fox.
And then absolutely give up. They'd absolutely give up on the very idea that it was a contest. So they spent the whole time speaking to the girls and going, oh, girls, you've done this week. You've been on this show. Yeah. Oh, and you went and played GAY in London. You're like, oh, yeah, that was very exciting. It was a really great part. Yeah, so they sort of turned to the boys and went, you did some things as well. At that point, they're not pretend. And I wonder, I'd like to put myself in place of the boys, because I don't think they thought this was a good bet.
Yeah.
Song. Like, it killed it. They didn't even get to put an album out. I think they had one other single after this, Shakespeare's Way with Words. That wasn't a big hit. I don't think they got to put an album out. They must have heard this song and just, them when they first recorded theirs, and their thoughts must have been, fuck, I hope their song's even worse. Because they're young lads, they're not stupid. They don't think this is what pop music sounded like then. And then when they've heard fucking Sound of the Underground, do you think even one of them was going, no, I think ours is better, you know?
Yeah, oh, we've got a chance.
Not a chance. There isn't a hope in hell, is there? There's no way that they've listened to that and gone, yeah, we've lost this, lads. Yeah. Never mind.
Like, sadly, the first time you hear it, you go,
boss.
Yeah. The first time you hear sound on the ground, you go, that's a fucking big hit.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking big hit, isn't it? Now, right, I'm regretting putting this one in now. I thought it was a nice touch, but you're very silly boys. Tell us about the Cheeky Curse.
It's the greatest song that's ever been released.
It's Louis.
I mean, oh, mate, they're so cheeky, though.
Cheeky. So, the Cheeky Girls.
What are they up to these days? Are they still around?
One of them is, sells cars. Imagine what you're going to
the other one's divorced to Lembit Opic.
Yeah, you got out with a Lembit Opic, wasn't she? Imagine going in, drawing, oh, I need a car, just a little runner. Are you Monica Cheeky?
Cheeky, cheeky.
Don't touch my car. This is like, I just want to buy a car.
This is a... eco car. This is an eco car.
They were Transylvanian as well, which I think people love. People love a bit of that, don't they? That will have been a big deal at the time.
That's great. Do you know, this is probably where it started, where, you know, in like these reality shows where people that didn't win or come into the top three became more famous.
No, it isn't. Because the year before, on Pop Stars, Hearsay won. Remember, had one big hit and one smaller hit. Yeah, but the band... There was a band formed by the five people who lost to them in the final, who were Liberty X, who actually had much more hits and more memorable songs.
Yeah, that is true.
So that had already happened.
People Liberty had, Kiss.
Yeah, Liberty, who had who did really well, actually, and their songs sound more modern than Hearsay's.
Yeah. Hearsay was, whatever I sing, I'm going to be there. Whatever you do,
you know I'm going to be there.
It's pure and simple.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Pure and simple, going to be there. That's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do it again. You join in now.
I don't know.
You'll be Noel.
Noel.
I'll be in Mylene, me. Wherever you go,
I'm gonna be there.
Wherever you say,
you know I'm gonna be there.
It's pure and simple.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be there for you.
Pure and simple, gonna be there.
It's catchy, isn't it?
We're good, yeah, we're good.
But I remember when that song came
maybe
out.
Maybe we were wrong about Liberty Kiss.
Well, what did Liberty X do again? I was watching them the other day going, oh, they're not bad. Liberty X, like.
Liberty X.
They had. I've got Liberty X discography. Get yourself down, son. See, they've got three albums out, which I tell you what,
Hearsay
fucking didn't, do they?
Weirdly, you know, you're talking about McDonald's things.
That's good.
I got a single CD of Hearsay in a Happy Meal.
That is hard. You still have some good stuff.
I also got a polyphonic ringtone of The Incredibles.
Do you want to join in with some Liberty X hits?
Sexy.
Everything about you so sexy. You don't even know what you got. You're really hitting my spot. Oh yeah. And it's so innocent. Everyone, please don't take
this. You know a lot more than I thought
it's
you would.
They also had, gonna get into your heart. Gonna got to get your love. And they had that cover of Ain't Nobody, which is like a mashup with Richard X. You know, Ain't Nobody.
Do-do-do.
Loves me better.
Do-do-do-do.
Makes me happy.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Makes me feel this way. Ain't nobody love me better than you. So I reckon they did better than Hearsay.
Yeah, that's
they've great. Reformed, by the way. So Liberty X, it was five piece, three lasses, two lads. There's no evidence of the lads ever being needed for singing when you watch the videos. Like they don't. Yeah. They're like, and there's some lads. Look at them lasses. They're not weighing much.
A bit like Bradley in S Club.
Yeah,
they've
reformed now, Liberty X, for the nostalgia sake, but just the lasses. They don't even pretend to have the lads in anymore.
Good for them.
Shall we go through the charts, lads?
Come on, then.
Well, we know the top three: Sound, Sacred, Cheeky. In fourth place, Blue featuring Elton John with "Sorry" seems to be the hardest word.
Sorry. Seems to be the
Elton John's done some fucking terrible collabs in his time, hasn't he?
Yeah, you do out him. I'm surprised he did that because this was only a year and a bit after 9/11, where, of course, Lee from Blue blew their chances in America. When people asked about 9/11, he went, "I'm not even bothered. What about all the whales that die?"
Oh, I forgot about that.
Brilliant.
That was when music magazines were massive. Yeah, yeah. Like, although I did find a picture on my Facebook that comes up on memories, and I had an old magazine in my house that I took a picture of, and it said, "What will it take to stop the lost prophets?" I've got something like. Oh,
could anyone speculate that? Isn't
it? No, not about anything. In it's just, oh, they're very successful. What will it take?
5. Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Okay.
6. I reckon you like this one. You like a ballad, you, I think.
Yeah.
If You're Not the One by Bedingfield.
Oh, I do like Daniel Bedingfield.
If you're not the one, then what does my heart feel bad? Okay, I'll go for one that I know you're like. I'll skip to
but
number
do you
one.
Know it's 50-50 on a ballad. I have to be in the right mood for a ballad.
I know you're like number 8. You would rather, I'll tell you now, Kia, you would rather this was a choice between this and the Cheeky Girls. It's the Ketchup song by Last Ketchup.
Oh. Fucking brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
I said a hip, uh-huh. the hip.
Do you know what that chorus is?
No.
So, like, the song's about someone going into a club and wanting them to play... what is it? Is it... What's the name of the song? Said a hip, a hop, a hippie, yeah. A hippie to the hip, hip, happy, you don't stop. But, like, he doesn't know the song. So the chorus is him trying to sing that song, but not knowing what
that's
it is.
That's made the song better than me.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? That's with him just getting the song wrong, but trying to get across the DJ, which what he wants to play.
Okay, what about number 9? Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
Delta. Yeah.
Good song.
I remember
he was a
three
boy.
Girls.
She was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? Yes.
Three girls from my school in St. Giles Primary School.
One cup.
Did
sorry, primary school. Move on.
Primary school. Did that. Danced to that in assembly because they decided that they wanted to do a dance to it and told the headmistress that they wanted to do a dance in front of the whole school. It was just an excuse for them to wear jeans to school for a day. That's all it was.
Did they seem dead rebellious?
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Used to wear eyeliner.
Feel by Robbie Williams at 10. I don't like talking about Robbie Williams.
I just want to feel real love. Feel the home that I live in.
We've got S Club Junior's copy of Puppy Love at number 11. Are you just going to sing all these ones? Do you remember Dilemma by Nelly featuring Kelly Rowland?
I don't actually.
Well, you would if you heard it, but gladly you haven't.
Oh.
Family Portrait by Pink is at number 16.
Oh, Pink was about that long ago.
Pink is long lasting. Pink. People don't really know how massive Pink is, but Pink was the biggest selling artist of that decade.
Really?
Worldwide, yeah.
Have you seen the X Factor audition of the Pink Tribute Act?
Yeah.
It's brilliant, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's good. Oh, Liberty X Act number 18 with Holding On To You, which I don't remember that one. Mm. Number 19, all right. Dirty by Christina Aguilera. You know when she went, Dirty.
Oh, yeah.
She had a bit in the video where she went kind of went like that over her fanny like she's frigging it.
She was mixing it.
It's mad what they do to pop stars and it's so blatant, isn't it? Like I don't think that was her at all. She was like a theatre, like a stage school kid, wasn't she? And they suddenly went,
yeah.
You've had an album or two now, Christina, time to do the slag bit.
Go on, be yeah,
it's mad
filth.
How they do it. The lasses, they do, don't they? They go, okay, we know you can do ballads. People are going to want to see the outline of your tits.
Yeah.
It's mental. It's fucking mental. Oh, okay, this might be the first viral hit. I'd forgotten all about this. Do you remember The United States of Whatever by Liam Lynch?
It is my United States of whatever.
Yeah, I think that was the first one of those sort of things after post-internet. And you go, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
It's my United States of whatever.
A cover of I Think We're Alone Now at 23 by Pascal featuring Karen Panny. Catherine Tanny. 24. 24, Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block. Look. Used to have a little, now I got a lot. She, there's no great way song. She's remembered where she came from.
Nah.
Well, from the Block.
Oh, she had remembered. We have no memory of this. It's a Rainbow by Rainbow brackets George and Zippy at number 28.
Because
if that was 1992, I'd think it was one of those like rave remixes, but not in 2002. So.
Unless it was what month is this?
Is this like, Christmas?
Oh right, okay, I don't know. See, like March time, you go fair enough. Comic relief.
Yeah, but I don't know what this is.
No,
not like they were still out. Mm. We have just above them at 27 is New Flow by Big Brothers. Remember, this is Big Bro taking over the show with the new flow. Get a look at my tits. Something like that. I don't know all the words. Sugar Babes at number 30 with Stronger.
stronger. Oh,
I'm all alone.
I can't find that.
And finally, I'm getting stronger. Just below there.
Oh, I do know that.
Like I Love You by Justin Timberlake.
Like I Love You.
Lie with me. Ain't nobody love you like I can't do
yeah,
Justin.
Ain't nobody love me like I love you. And we go, hey! Dun, 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 drums! Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of
that, was good. That
speaking of pop idol and that similar shows, we've got number 34 down from number 5. Do you remember Rushes by the now late Darius?
No, but I remember Darius. Yeah, what was Rushes?
It was a hit single. We've got a number 5 in the charts, mate.
Oh, good work, Darius. Yeah, well done. I forgot he died.
Yeah, I died.
Oh, rest in peace, mate.
Number 39 is One Love by Blue. I think they're magnum opus in it. That's it. One Love for the hip hop beats, One Love for the mother's pride. And I think, like, if that was I'm guessing that was written by an American, because you go, okay, mother, that. But mother's that's just pride. Sliced bread, isn't it? That's all that means in this country.
Yeah.
One Love for the hovers. See, like, what? What are you talking about?
One love is all you need. One love. Yeah, they were doing that on I'm a Celeb this year.
Oh.
Yeah. Just before Nigel Farage did I'm Too Sexy.
Brilliant.
No. I'm too sexy for my shirt.
He's a fucking weird man. Too sexy for my shirt.
So sexy it hurts.
Sorry, Nigel, you're not welcome here. We're a cooperative and therefore lefties.
No. Send it back.
So, we've done the charts. We've got the context of the time. I'm going to implore you, as somebody who is a fan of popular music, lads, we are now a cheeky song, Touched by Bob, is a lot of fun.
I think it's a lyric. It's a lyrical piece of history.
But you don't think that, do you? You don't think that. You can't. On the last episode, you were a guest on, and never again, by the way. You can't say, "Oh God, Sinatra, what an artist," and then go, "And also the cheekies."
They're like a young rat pack.
And we never know, actually, one true voice. We might have listened to that and went, you know what, I love it now. It feels unlikely. I will say for one true voice, I do feel for the lads. They must every day just look at one of them's in the paper and they go, for fuck's
sake.
Yeah.
It wasn't even our fault. But also, like, the good thing about Girls Aloud is they've got that Spice Girls thing where they all look different from each other as well, so you can differentiate.
Yeah, true.
I mean, unlike the Spice Girls, they didn't let a black glass in, but, you know, that's the British public for you, Nigel, isn't it?
Yes, brilliant.
Shut up. So, again, it has to be 3-0. This we know, right? So, if we all decide...
Oh, so it's a points-based system. I like it.
You're not... Louis, come back.
So, I agree with Nigel.
You don't.
He's a great guy. I don't know Louis's political persuasion. I don't know.
He's a rich man, isn't he?
Yeah.
We're going to say on three either cheeky, sacred, or sound.
Cheeky, sacred, sound.
But okay. All three of us have to go for either One True Voice or Cheeky Girls for that to be the number one. If that is what you believe in your hearts, lads, and I'm going to search my heart, because I'm not sure, because I'm not going to lie, I do like the Cheeky Girls. I like that time they got a bit desperate and had to do topless twin shots.
Also, do remember the cover of the cheeky song that we do in the car, as well as the of Northeast comedian George Zack. Well, Greek comedian.
Okay, that
George
is a good
Zack.
Bit.
And Johnny Pelham singing it.
So I don't know if you know so George Zack. Look, everyone, go on our Patreon, patreon.com/feltnow. There's two full specials from George Zack. He's quite a funny comedian, right? Find out, this is what he talks. So this isn't an iffy impression, this is his actual voice. And this is him talking to his friend, the clever comedian Johnny Pelham, who you might know from Live at the Apollo if you watch one very specific underviewed episode.
Hello, Johnny. How are you, mate? That is exactly how it talks.
I'm all right.
Do you want to sing a song?
No.
I am a cheeky George. I am a cheeky George.
You are a cheeky George. You are a cheeky George.
Cheeky, cheeky.
And that is funny to two people, both of whom are in this room. And not relevant at all. So
and
we're going to
we sang that for half an hour.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's a waste of a life. Okay. So we're going to go cheeky. Sound, sacred or cheeky on three.
Oh, fuck. I don't know which one to go for.
One, two, three. Sam.
Cheeky.
You copied off him there. You went slightly late.
I didn't copy it off. I wasn't looking to see if I could get away with it.
Do you want Cartley to be your boyfriend? He's not coming to our house for Christmas, getting spunk on the sprout.
No. Send the Brussels back.
Well, luckily, everyone, I voted for Girls Aloud, so...
Terrible.
Still at number one.
I just want to get out of the car industry. That's all it is.
Look, still at number one. It's those Girls Aloud.
What
do you
think?
You
have to live with that,
What
Kyle.
Do you think, Louis?
You have to live with
what
that.
What do you think, Louis?
I think you made the wrong decision.
It was
the
your
wrong
song,
decision.
Louis.
I know, and I made a wrong decision then. I did it wrong.
Would you have preferred it if Girls Aloud had done a version of Cheeky Song Touch My Bum?
Yes.
Five bums then, isn't
it? Five more bums. I love the Cheeky Girls. They're like a young Kim and Aggie.
Right, everyone, head over to patreon.com/feltnow where we'll be doing an extra episode, which was going to be me and Kia talking about albums we've listened to, but last week's was going to be, but then it was more about a football team with Gail up front of Coronation Street, so it's probably not going to be that this week.
Fuck knows what it could be.
Bye, everyone. I forgot what catchphrase. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Do you want to say fuck off, Louis?
Fuck off.
Not you, Nigel. Not you.
Fuck off.
The following is a Feltnout production. To find out more, visit feltnout.co.uk.